Trey cut his finger, Trey cut his finger.
You guys know the language? Well, I might as well teach one more audience the language here, because you guys are so tuned in tonight. You can just keep that going there. The language, this is the secret language. If you guys really want to be in on a big secret here, some of you people are already in on it, because I tested you earlier tonight. How many of you got it? Those guys got it, okay. So some of you got it, but most of you didn't get it, I noticed. So this is a secret. You can only tell other people who go to fish gigs this secret. And the idea here is that everybody that comes and sees us is in on this secret language. That way, when people just wander in off the street, or inside they'll come, who is this band Fish? Maybe I'll come check them out. All these things start happening with the audience, and they don't know what's going on. And this is basically what it is. It's very, very simple. If I'm playing a song, and you hear me go, and you hear me go like this, or any of the three of us, if you hear me go, or Paige go, or Mike goes, and Fish can't say anything, like I said before, because he talks too much in real life, so we don't let him talk. And so if you hear any of us do that, that means I'm gonna say something. So you're supposed to then open your ears to what the signal is gonna be, and there's four signals that you have to know about. So here they are. I'm playing along. Suddenly you hear me go. Now you know I'm gonna say something. Now if I go. Boom! That is the, if I do the Simpsons theme, you do the Homer Simpson. Boom! So let's practice that one. We have this thing in our mind of getting this language to a really incredible level where everybody could be tuned in and doing these wild things in the middle of really heavy jams. And the problem is we haven't really been able to get the language across. You've got to be listening during a big jam. So now we're going to show you, we're going to change songs. We're going to now be doing David Bowie. Okay. All right, we're doing David Bowie. Now imagine everything's really loud. I can still do the signal in front of in a middle of a loud thing. Gotta be listening. Okay, that's signal number one. I'm gonna now show you the other two signals. If I go. And then I go. That means you just sing a random note for that amount of time. So let's try that one. We've already done this once. We did it in Portsmouth. We taught everybody the language the first night. And then the second night, people came. I actually knew some people there who didn't know anything about the language. And we did this one, and they were very surprised. Now, if we're going along. Oh, not that one. If we're going along, and I go. To everything, turn, turn, turn. If we play that song, it means turn around and pretend that Paul Back in the back of the room is where the stage is. And just cheer, face, and fall. And you've got to imagine the people who just walk in off the street when suddenly the whole crowd turns around and... try. This is the best one. If we can get this one to work, the idea here is that you guys have to spread the word so that I don't have to teach people every night, so that people can just come in and, okay, this is the best one. If we go, and then I go, it means everybody just pretend you died suddenly and fall down on it. Again, Fish is gonna do a blap, you know? And that just, everybody get up. And the key here is that if we do this at some other gig or at some other gig and we suddenly do this randomly and everybody knows about it and some person is standing next to you, everyone suddenly, you just don't tell anybody. Don't get up and tell them, you know? Just, if they say, what's going on? Just, you know, look at them.
This is it.